Well, John, you've held the leaders to a 1-1 draw. What did you make of that?
I thought it was an entertaining game. Definitely a fair result, I thought. It would have been a little bit unjust if Tyler had got that. Great save from Craig. It would have been a great story for Tyler as well, I think. I'm not sure what his celebration would have been in front of the Shrewsbury fans who voted him Young Player of the Year last year. So I'd like to have seen it. But, yeah, I'm happy with the point. You can see why they're where they are. I think they do it really well. They've got good energy. They put you under pressure. Payne, they've got Morris coming off the bench as well. They've got experience at the back. But I thought, all in all, I thought the first 20 minutes especially, I thought we were very dominant and stuck to the game plan really well. And I would have loved to have nicked it, but I'm happy with the point at the end of the day.
And Dan Adjaye is making a kind of a speciality out of spectacular goals, isn't he?
Yeah, he's come inside and hit it with that foot as well. I'm thinking, I've not seen that much. I thought he was all a lefty, but yeah, he does that really well. I think he tired after 60, but listen, he's a young striker who's working tirelessly up front there. I thought Amma works tirelessly up there. We just debated whether to put Tyler in because he played 90 minutes Thursday night, but he's got that little bit of quality. We thought if we can just get 20 minutes out of him, maybe we can get him with an opportunity, and he did. So it nearly worked out really well for us with the game plan. Pleased with the point. I thought they deserved to be top. I think you can see why they put teams under a lot of pressure, but I thought we were a danger as well.
Now, what about the penalty incident? Because Paul Hurst says that obviously somebody should have been sent off for the deliberate handball, but the officials couldn't work out who it was that handled it, therefore nobody was either booked or sent off.
Okay, happy with that. Yeah, that's for me. That isn't my job to do. I shall analyse my team, but that isn't my decision to make. I can understand Paul saying that, but I think it's nice to see 11v11 in a local derby. I think it might have ruined the game, so I'm happy for that, for it to be how it was.
You'd have been quite upset, though, in similar circumstances, wouldn't you?
A little bit, but I wasn't, so I don't have to be. So I'll look at the positives. We can't do anything about the past, can we? That's for the officials to look at and see if they can improve.
A high-intensity game, particularly in the first half, wasn't it? Dropped off a little bit for pace in the second half, but that was to be expected. But you still had the more clear-cut opportunities, that one, as you say, from Tyler Roberts right at the end.
Yeah, I thought it was frantic, and it's going to be, because you've got two teams who are very organised, very disciplined, so we knew it was going to be probably errors that would be a deciding factor, or a little bit of brilliance like Daniel's goal. I thought we nullified their threat a little bit and played beyond them, played beyond their press, and when we did, we picked up second balls in the final third, which was our game plan. So we created some really good opportunities today, but it had been a bit unjust to get it at the end, to be fair to Hursty and his team. I think they deserve a 1-1 draw today.
And you went to three at the back again today, didn't you?
Yeah, with Adam missing, and to keep that threat up top as well, we knew we had to keep the threat. If we don't, then if we haven't got pressure up top, they're just going to put quality into Payne, and then they play off him with the two wide plays that they've got. So we knew we had to try and occupy them and make it a little bit of a first ball game. We did that really well, and our back three handled them really well. I thought Corey was outstanding. So credit to Corey. I thought the two lads either sided and played really well as well, especially late in the game. So, Gilly didn't have that much to do, really. But overall, then, a good solid performance, I think, to keep our unbeaten record intact.
Yeah, not for the first time. You've given Corey Roberts that responsibility of being at the heart of the back three, and he certainly didn't disappoint again today, did he?
No, he didn't. And I just like his character, Rob. I like the way he takes everything. He always looks you in the eye, takes criticism really well, very constructive, and then learns from it quickly. And if you've got that, then you will develop quicker than most. And he's a young centre-half who we've got really high hopes for. And he's second to that, he's a really top kid as well. So if you've got those ingredients, then hopefully you're going to be successful for Walsall.
And what about Adam Chambers? Doesn't miss many games. What's the story with him?
No, and he's like a bear with a sore head as well. Adam doesn't like watching games. He doesn't miss that many. But he's been fatigued. Wigan, we knew he was tiring a little bit. He felt something on Sunday in one of the hamstrings, just very tight. It would have been a risk today. He would have been willing to play, but it would have been a risk, and we can't risk him losing him for 6 weeks. So hopefully we can rest him this week. We've got a chance now just to freshen up a little, get back on to the training pitch, work on some defensive shape, work on a few things we need to look at now after that crazy run of games, and we'll see if we can get ready and be fresh for Blackpool.